The Finer Points, Aviation Podcast, Episode 25.
Oh, I look up to the sky. Oh, it's a beautiful day to go fly. If there's one thing that separates us from the rest, the finer points help us to do our best.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in and downloading The Finer Points, the aviation audio series that deals with the finer points of flying. My name is Jason Miller, and I'll be your host for this, episode 25, Having Fun in the Sun. Hi, friends, and welcome back to The Finer Points. I seem to have caught one of those spring colds that's going around, so I hope that everybody can understand me all right. And I can't wait to get down to Florida next week to enjoy myself at Sun and Fun. Boy, do I need it. Each year, many thousands of aviation enthusiasts find their way down to Lakeland, Florida, to the Lakeland-Linder Regional Airport, home of the popular Sun and Fun fly-in. Aircraft manufacturers, technology corporations, and podcasters alike converge on this southern state to bask in our love of flight. If you want to know what's happening in aviation, in fact, if you want to know what's happened in aviation for the last 100 years, you should come to Florida during the week of April 4th through the 10th. I recently had a chance to sit down with Max Trescott, a speaker at this year's Sun and Fun, and one of aviation's experts on the Garmin glass cockpit system, the G1000. Max has recently released the definitive book on the G1000, and he'll be speaking at Sun and Fun on Sunday for those who will be attending. For those of you that can't make it down to Florida next week, let's take a little glimpse at what kind of things Max will be talking about. Let's listen into the conversation that Max and I had recently at the TFP base camp. One of the things we talked about was why glass? Why would a pilot who has spent so much time learning to fly on steam gauges make the shift and learn a new and complicated glass cockpit system? Let's hear what Max has to say.
Enhanced situational awareness, for sure. There's potential for increased safety. Those are some of the biggies. Plus the ability to just do everything from one screen right in front of you. There are accidents that have occurred where people have had to be reaching other parts of the airplane and it's caused the accident. That's not going to happen, the G1000, because you're just looking straight forward all the time.
Well, all that sounds good to me, but what about the G1000 becoming a distraction? With all that great information, is it hard to keep your eyes outside of the cockpit?
Yeah, a Cessna has probably taught more people on G1000s than any place, and they say that when people first start, yes, they tend to be looking inside the cockpit, but after they've got 15, 20 hours, they really have transitioned back to looking, you know, outside the cockpit again. Yeah. So it does happen.
Max makes a distinction between information and data. He says in the past, we've been given data as a pilot, and it's been up to us to convert that into important and useful information. Now with the G1000, the information is presented to us right on the screen.
Yeah, absolutely. I think as pilots, we've always been overwhelmed by a lot of data, and we've had to work to process it into information that was useful and helpful for us. And the benefit of the glass cockpit is you've got so much computing power there that it will actually make that transformation for you. So a couple of examples, calculating your winds aloft. You could certainly do that using an E6B, but it would take a long time, and there's no way to easily remember it. Here, you can calculate. You don't have to calculate the winds aloft. It's displayed for you continuously on the display. So that's just one example of where you've got, you know, data that's presented as information. Another would be the fuel range ring. So now you don't have to manually calculate how far you'll be able to fly. You've got a graphical ring right on the display that shows you exactly, you know, when you reach your reserve fuel and when you run out of gas. And true airspeed. You know, that's, you know, I think a lot of people forget there's a distinction between indicated airspeed and true airspeed. You know, they just read the number and go, oh, that's how fast I'm going. Well, in fact, as you climb, you lose, what, about 2% per 1,000 feet in terms of what is displayed on the indicator. Here, not only do we have indicated airspeed, but we've got true airspeed displayed all the time. You don't have to sit there and adjust for altitude and temperature to calculate your true airspeed. Boom, it's just right there on the computer.
Well, here I was talking to the guy that just finished writing the definitive book on the G1000, so I had to ask him, is there anything he misses about steam gauges?
There's only one thing that I like slightly better with steam gauges, and that's the ball. The ball, I think, works slightly better in the old steam gauge airplanes, but that's such a minor thing that, I would say 99% of the, you know, the benefits of glass cockpit definitely, vote for glass cockpit versus steam gauges.
Yeah. Well, friends, whether you like them or not, the glass cockpits are not going going anywhere. I've heard that somewhere in the neighborhood of 90% of the new aircraft shipped this year have been shipped with glass cockpit systems. And it's not just for those that can afford to buy. There seem to be a lot for rent as well.
So initially I was thinking, yeah, G1000, great if you have lots of money, you can buy an airplane, but you'll never be able to find a place to rent these. And that's hardly the case. I've identified more than 150 places around the country in the U.S. that rent these in more than 38 states. And we've got listings of some of them on the G1000book.com website. So it's real easy for people to find a place nearby where they can rent one of these airplanes and get started in it. And there's no reason not to go out there and try it.
So Max clearly saw a need to help educate people about the G1000. So I asked him a little bit about how the book was written.
Yeah, there's no question. I tried to write it for someone who had some fairly low level of piloting experience. So I think it works well for both people who are beginners. I think it'll be a textbook in some of the universities. Awesome. And it works well for pilots who've been flying for 30 years and transitioning to it. So yeah, we've tried to straddle the middle ground pretty well and cover everybody.
The students of mine that have read the book have found it extremely helpful, and I've asked Max if he's had the same kind of feedback.
Yeah, I've gotten a lot of great feedback. A lady who runs flight school in the Midwest was just telling me that it allowed her to actually have a reference in the cockpit with her.
So my next question was kind of a loaded question, but I asked Max, what's the best way to learn the system? Is it just the book alone, or are there some complementary software systems as well?
Sure. So what I've found is that one of the easiest and least expensive ways to learn how to use the system is to invest a lot of time using the Garmin G1000 software simulator. Now, you need a relatively powerful computer. You have to have a computer with a plug-in graphics card. The built-in onboard graphics will not cut it. But if you have a card from ATI or from NVIDIA for graphics in your computer, then you have a perfect representation of the G1000 right on your computer. And I recommend people spend as many hours as they want, and that's a lot cheaper than trying to learn it in the airplane.
Yeah.
And the software is available directly from Garmin. It's about $6 plus a few bucks for shipping. Unfortunately, it's not downloadable like the old simulators were because it's pretty darn large.
Well, I assured Max that the listeners of the Finer Points are some pretty computer savvy people. I mean, after all, you guys are the earliest adopters of the most exciting new media in the industry, and you should know that and be proud of it. And friends, I want to thank you for listening. We upload files at the Finer Points every Thursday evening, and those files are either interviews or instructional lectures. We also release one file on the last Monday of each month called a safety session, and that's a discussion about flying safety meant to improve safety in the community. Please come back and check out our website at thefinerpoints.net. We've got a lot of changes happening there. We've got a brand new Finer Points photo gallery. We've got a forum in which we discuss the weekly podcasts. And we've got an online pilot shop where we sell various products. ZuluWorks flight bags, Max Trescott's book on the G1000, and my CD, The High Airwork. You can make your purchases elsewhere, but when you purchase them through the Finer Points pilot shop, you help support the Finer Points. The Finer Points is a free service, and we're dedicated to keeping it free. So your support is very much appreciated. Thank you for listening.
The Finer Points are brought to you by On the Flight Line Productions, teaching the world to fly, and by ZuluWorks. Please visit them on the web at ZuluWorks.com. I'm Jason Miller. Thanks for listening. Until next time, be safe. Fly your best.
Look up in the sky. Look up in the sky and there you are. Floating like an angel on the airwaves, or falling like a raven in the afternoon haze. Or look up in the sky.